The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, as we just mentioned a little earlier on, members of the Association of Secondary Teachers of Ireland, ASTI, or ASTI as it's known by shorthand, have voted in favour of taking industrial action up to and including strike action unless its requirements are met. I'm joined on the line now by Anne Piggott, who is the ASTI President. Good afternoon, Anne. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Why are you going on strike?
Right, so our members are in schools and they're very worried about their health, and they have been balloted following a central executive committee meeting. They've sent all their ballots back to us. We've just finished counting them and they're not necessarily going on strike. They want their issues addressed, but if they're not addressed, there is the potential for strike on various issues such as test turnaround times, high-risk teachers, redefinition of a close contact and serial testing in schools.
Okay, so I did say up to and including strike action, but I'm presuming you would be thinking of lower levels of industrial action before that. So could you, just before we address those issues, what type of action? Because parents will be listening to this going, oh God, no, not this on top of everything else. So at the lower end of industrial action, what are we talking about?
Well, I'm not sure. We'll have to get our executive together to discuss the outcome of the ballot and to discuss potential action. I know parents might be worried, but we've done all we can to keep schools open as safely as possible. If we make them even safer, it's also safer for students.
But you know, obviously, you're on the front line. You know how parents, how worried they have been, how desperate they were to get their kids back into school and how worried they were about what lockdowns could do and whether the kids would be back at home or not. So when the ASTI, which is the second largest union in the country, teachers union in the country, comes out and says, listen, if we don't get what we want and soon, we could be talking about strike. That's going to scare the living daylights out of people.
Okay, I don't think it's unreasonable for us to ask for healthy and safe working conditions. And as I say, it will also make it much safer for students if there are faster turnaround times for testing and so on. You must also be aware that during the summer, our principals and our teachers worked very hard to get the schools open. The teachers were willing to go in and teach during August to help the Leaving Cert. So teachers are never fall short of looking after students.
No, you've done an amazing job and nobody will take that away from you. Okay, let's talk about the demands, I suppose. You want a comprehensive testing program, rapid testing and turnaround times. The government are trying to get the most comprehensive testing and the most rapid turnaround times they possibly can for all of us.
Yeah, and that's good. And
so why do you think you need special treatment?
Well, if they got rapid test turnaround times for everyone, that would be even better. We're in classrooms, closed spaces, 30 students per classroom, and teachers could be going into 6 or 7 classrooms a day. So that's a few hundred students. They're moving from class to class. We have heard of cases where positive results have not come back for maybe 4 days. Now, some areas they have come back within a day or the next day. 24 hours would be really good for us. If it's taking 4 and 5 days, then that means that we have to wait that long. Until then, the close contacts are identified and then they have to begin the process. So it means that in all that time, this virus is spreading and we want safety and we want our schools to be doing all they can so everybody, including students, all staff and teachers, can remain safe. And the other issue, all of that then is going to transfer back into the community if there are cases in schools.
I'm not saying for one second that your concerns are not justified and valid. What I am saying, or what I will say though, is that you know as well as we do, that the system is under serious pressure at the moment. We saw what happened with the HSE and the contact tracing, where they were asking 2,500 people to go and be their own contact tracers. Now, they are doing their best. They're scaling it up as fast as they possibly can. But the pressure is on them and the system is under pressure. When you and a union like yours comes out and says, you get this sorted pronto or we're going on strike, it does seem unreasonable, doesn't it? They are doing the best they can. They're going as hard and as fast as they can.
I don't think it's unreasonable because I think the way you put it there is not quite exactly what it was. We've been asking for fast turnaround times since September, since the first cases emerged in schools. I think really it's only last weekend that the rest of society would have seen the problems with the turnaround times. I don't think it's unreasonable of us to ask for that. I do know that the public health has admitted to us that because there were 5,000 cases in one day there recently, there was a huge backlog and everything was slowed down. So since we've asked for faster times, things have got even worse. So we've been asking for this for a long time, and we do share your concerns. We know they're under pressure. We know there are staff issues, but these have to be addressed universally for all of us.
Okay, and effect what part of your statement says 24-hour test turnaround, redefinition of close contacts for school settings, comprehensive testing program, and appropriate arrangements for teachers categorised as high risk. You want to be put in the same category as frontline people like nurses and doctors and healthcare staff, hospital staff. That the same, you want the same designation professionally, is it?
Well, I mean, we all applaud what the nurses are doing. They're working so hard, and the doctors. There are several instances of positive cases among them. I think if we keep numbers low in school, it's going to make their job easier. We do want to make sure that the people mingling with hundreds of people every day are looked after, and we would like everything possible done for them.
Mm. Listen, again, I reiterate it. I don't think anybody would dispute the legitimacy of your demands. What people want to know is that how far will you go and how soon will you go? Are we looking at strikes before Christmas or industrial action before Christmas?
Well, as I said earlier, we'll have to meet with the executive. Really, that is going to be a last resort. We want to engage with public health. We want to engage with the department. And we're very happy to say that they're taking our concerns on board. And we had a meeting with them already today. And we would hope to have weekly meetings and many more meetings to sort out our issues. And if they can be addressed, and I'm sure they can, then, you know, we will have no reason to move further. But at this point, we have a mandate from our members. We will see where we get with engagement, and we will see what our executive thinks when we meet them over the next few days to consider all the outcomes possible.
Right. As I said, I don't think anybody would dispute your right or indeed the legitimacy of your concerns. And just reading down your statement, teachers are unwavering in their commitment to provide a quality education and to support their students at this stressful and uncertain time. However, the ASTI, and I'm quoting you here, I think, will not countenance exploitative attempts to introduce unnecessary work changes without consensus, which have further negative impact on teachers' work and workload. That's not anything to do with COVID concerns. That's something else entirely, isn't it?
No, we had four different ballots. So that relates to the some of the other ballots where during this issue, teachers came back to school to find lots of changes. We don't mind having to leave our classrooms because apparently it's safer to keep the students in the classroom. But other practices have been changed and other issues have been changed without any consensus with staff. Now, this would only concern a few individual schools, so the whole nation doesn't have to worry about this ballot paper. This is for our members who would like consensus on issues before work practices are changed for the worst in classrooms.
Okay, listen, thank you very much for, I know we got you a short notice. I have to ask you, and maybe you won't be able to give me an answer, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Can you assure people listening that whatever happens in the new year, that there will not be strikes in schools before Christmas?
Well, I can't, because that would be up to our executive to move that forward. But I can assure them that anything we do is for the good of schools to make them even better in the future.
Okay, Anne Piggott, President of ASTI, thank you for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.